She'll go 300 hectares on a single tank of kerosene.
What country is this car from?
It no longer exists, but take her for a test drive, and you'll agree. Zagreb ebnem zloty gdiev. Put it in H!
Welcome to Put It in H, Season 4 Recap. Da, 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 da. Dun, dun. So, I guess this is the show all about how my life got turned upside down
by The Simpsons, Season 4.
I guess we're just going to go through our...
We basically look back over the season... over season 4 and pick out our favorite bits, favorite moments, special. Well, we'll sort of get into it.
A recap.
Yeah. Okay.
So, should we just dive right in?
I think so.
Although, actually, didn't we promise last time we were going to say a few words on Disenchantment?
Oh, yes. Yeah, of course. Well,
you start.
Can I start?
Yeah.
I didn't like it at all.
Ooh.
Now you did tell me that episode 1 is a bit, you know, so-so. And
it's not a great episode.
Yeah. So I watched 2 episodes. And if you like Simpsons Season 29, by all means,
go nuts.
If you like Futurama, it's not as good as that.
I would agree with you there.
It's about as good as current season Simpsons. That's what I thought of it. Only with characters that you're not invested in the slightest.
Wow. Scathing. I will say it starts poorly and by the end of it I wanted more.
Yeah.
Like the 10th episode. And it leaves on like a cliffhanger. It becomes quite serialized.
Yeah.
Like we were talking about, like similar to Final Space, which
great job.
Yeah.
See, I'm so surprised that you didn't blow your load at Final Space.
Okay.
It felt weird that I was even recommending it to you at the time.
Like,
because it seemed like it would be right up your alley. I absolutely loved it.
I didn't think it was that funny. I was watching it more for the story. Like, you know?
I thought it got funnier. At the start, I was like, I was letting a lot of stuff go because it sort of looked good and I liked the story. But then by episode like 2 or 3, I was laughing. I was yucking it up.
I think the shows are actually quite similar in that, like, that's the feeling I have on both of those shows. That, like,
Disenchantment was just like, I mean, the elf character is just Bart Simpson.
No, it's not.
It looks just like Bart Simpson.
But its tone, its character.
I would like them to just completely reanimate, not have that Matt Groening animated look. You know what I mean? Like Simpsons, Futurama, Disenchantment, they all could easily just blend into the same world almost.
That's his style.
Yeah, but like, I've had enough of it.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Well, I would recommend if you want to stick with it, if you watch the first couple episodes, it's okay. It does get better, is what I will say to you.
Okay.
So, I stuck with it, and I'm glad I did, and I'm quite interested to see how the next one goes, you know?
I bailed, and I'm also glad I did it, so...
See, I like a lot of the voice actors in it, like Billy West is in
it. You're a fan of Billy West.
John DiMaggio. Billy West is hilarious. If you get a chance to ever listen to him on, like, Gilbert Gottfried's podcast, or that, like, it's just him doing voices constantly, and just, he's just a very funny guy.
Yeah, I believe it. I would believe that.
So maybe we'll... jump into why we're here. Top 5 episodes, shall we start with?
Let's go straight for the jugular.
Okay.
Start with the top 5. Now, let me just say before we begin.
Mm. You got stats?
I don't have stats. Well, I have the stats that we have. But see, we recorded this episode, as we mentioned, and it didn't turn out. This time around, I went ahead and did it proper, official, and went back over each episode and seeing what we rated each episode, and I ranked it in order. So I have our legit top five and bottom five, if we're doing the top five now. So why don't you go ahead and give me your number five, and I'll tell you if it matches the one.
My number five is Selma's Choice.
Ooh, okay.
I can't believe Auntie Gladys is really gone. Her legend will live forever.
Yeah, the legend of the dog-faced woman. Legend of the dog-faced woman. Oh, that's good.
Homer, that's very rude of you.
What? Don't!
Thought it was a great episode. I like the little trip to Duff Gardens.
Yeah.
I like the whole start of it with the Legend of the Dog-Faced Woman, you know, like after the funeral. I like that it was like
dialogue,
a few separate, it seems like adventures, as in like they're going to the funeral, they're driving to the funeral, or the, you know, then they're, okay, they're going to go to Duff Gardens, Homer can't go, so he's at home on his sick adventure, and the guys are off having their own adventure at Duff Gardens. Loads of, loads of good stuff in that, like, I thought the whole thing with Lisa and Bart at the theme park was really good. And just...
Oh, I'm not a doctor.
Yeah, you know, sorry, Surly.
Yeah,
shut up.
Surly only looks out for one day. So.
Lots of good stuff in it. And I just... And there was a good story and a bit of emotion there by the end where she gets Jub-Jub.
Yeah, that was a good episode. I'm trying to see, was that wasn't in any of my top five. And it wasn't in any of your top five, if I may say. You, at first, rated this one an 8.5.
That's a good rating.
Which, it is a good rating. Now, I should... Well, okay. Well, I'll just get to mine. My number five was Duffless. Where Homer gives up beer and everything like that. Does that feature at all in your top five?
It sure does.
Oh, okay. Where does it feature?
Number two with a bullet.
Holy crap.
Holy duff.
I just remember thinking it was a great episode. Can't think of anything involved with it now. But
what about, like, for me, we were coming off a string. I think this one might have been straight after Selma's Choice. You're coming off a string of, like, Homer and his brain talking to each other. Like,
oh, the whole, I mean, possibly one of my favorite bits in, like, was that the one where he's like,
rolling a nine, punch out of five, then off to the Duff Brewery.
that's possibly one of my favorite gags of the whole season. Then.
Well, time to go to work. Little do they know, I'm ducking out early to take the Duff Brewery tour. Rolling at nine, punch out at five, that's the plan. They don't suspect a thing. Well, off to the plant, then to the Duff Brewery. Uh-oh. Did I say that or just think it? I gotta think of a lie fast.
Homer, are you going to the Duff Brewery?
You know, and I remember we were saying as we were reviewing the episodes that it was like, we were really enjoying this gag.
Yeah,
of it, like,
Homer's like mixing his inner monologue with...
But even just having the whole thing, it was like the one when he was going to adopt the bigger brother thing. And it was like, don't say revenge.
Yeah.
Revenge, that's it, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good, it was a good theme.
Let me ask you, what was your number four?
Number four was I Love Lisa. Now, let me ask you, actually, before we jump on to my number four.
Yes.
Duffless number five, was it your number five?
Duffless is my number five.
Like, by the way you voted it?
Yeah, because I lost my original thing.
Ah,
so
okay.
So I'm now just going by my actual score. I've got the legit stats in front of me here.
What a professional.
So,
well, my number four is I Love Lisa.
Oh, okay. That's my number two. Care to talk about this episode?
Why did you love Lisa?
Oh, God. well, you know, it's... It was a great episode. Lots of things happening.
I'll take this. Thank you.
God, thank you. Yeah.
It starts off with a bang with Bill and Marty. Oh, yeah.
Doing the Monster Mash with you on this beautiful Valentine's Day.
Marty, why did you play that song today? There must be thousands of love songs.
Well, it's kind of a love song. All the monsters enjoying each other's company, you know, dancing, holding their evil in check.
You played the wrong record, didn't you?
Why are you doing this to me?
Why are you doing this?
Yeah. then you get, again, a nice bit of emotion, a bit of a story with, like, Lisa and Ralph.
Yeah.
And you get that. There's a lot of funny stuff in it. Wiggum gets a... I guess it's a showcase for both. Like, it's Ralph's first episode, really.
Yeah.
And Chief Wiggum's sort of coming out party for the year as well. Like,
Dad, how do you get a girl to like you?
Son, whether you want to win a girl or crack a nut, the key is persistence. Keep at it and never lose your cool. Come on, you stupid... Let that be a lesson to the rest of you, nuts.
Okay, Dad, I'll be persistent. Is that how you got Mom?
Well, son, never underestimate the appeal of a man in uniform. Oh, yeah.
Good stuff with Krusty in it as well. And the whole play story as well was... great.
Yeah.
Like, a couple of weird things in it. It's like Selma being like,
yeah, like, what? A kid.
Yeah. So, yeah, I really enjoyed it. And I'd be curious to see what my number four was. But
I'll tell you what your actual number four was. Your actual number four was Marriage versus the Monorail.
Don't have it in my top five.
Well, I tell you what, Terry, you ranked it a solid 9 out of 10.
Yeah, and I think at the time when we were doing it, I really enjoyed it. And then as I was going back over my thing, I was like, you know what, though? I have fonder memories of... When I went through the list, I was like, Marriage vs. the Monorail, it's a classic episode.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know what it was, but, like, Selma's Choice, I Love Lisa. I remember thinking more fondly about them than Marriage vs. the Monorail.
I, in general, remember the most memorable ones, like, or the most memorable ones didn't quite do it for me.
Mm.
But Marriage vs. the Monorail was up there for me. I'm actually going to see... Actually, no, you didn't pick that one. I was going to see if that was on my list, but I'll save it.
Okay.
So
what was your number four?
My number four was New Kid on the Block.
Wow, okay.
Which, yeah... Again, I'm finding it hard to justify some of these because I'm just going by what I actually gave it at the time. At the time, I gave it a 8.7, which for me was a very high score. And I should also say that this was your official number two.
Woo! Don't have it in my list. But I do remember liking it at the time.
Yeah.
Because... the whole storyline with the Homer and the restaurant.
Neighbor. Oh, the restaurant.
I'm sorry, ma'am, but everything on the menu has fish in it.
What about the bread? Does that have much fish in it?
Yes.
Well, I have some Tic Tacs in my purse.
Excellent choice. And for the gentleman?
All you can eat! All you can eat!
All right, when you're ready, take this plate over...
Please, don't take the steam tray, sir!
You know, please don't take the steam tray,
yeah,
sir!
You know, one of the best.
Times I think you want to fail.
like you say, it seems to be a theme for me. There was a story, you know, a proper...
Yeah, that's the thing.
There was a proper story there, and there's a lot of the episodes I found there was just... Maybe they're a bit throwaway.
It's also got the first appearance of the sea captain, Captain McAllister.
Mm, yeah.
So for that alone.
More stomach than man.
Just a remorseless ancient machine.
That could have been me. That whole thing with Lionel Hutz and marriage is, you know.
Oh,
yeah,
that's got the whole him calling Crosby and all that, is it?
No, it's like when he's like, you're under oath.
Yeah.
Mrs. Simpson's like, when you couldn't find one, what did you do? Like, we went fishing. The D sound of the actions of a man who had all he could eat.
Let me ask you then, what is your number three?
Well, he's Mr. Plow. That's his name.
Well,
that name again is Mr. Plow.
If I may say, it doesn't even feature in your actual top five.
Really?
On the day. Yeah. You gave it at the time a 8.5.
Solid.
Which is about a 4 out of 10 by standards. I mean, it's clearly a classic episode.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see. I didn't have it in my top five. But
you got Barney, like, featuring quite heavily.
Yeah.
Like, you got Pure West. Adam West, like,
that's one of the big things.
It's a game changer, I think, for me. And, like, in terms of a celebrity cameo that was, like, I don't know, willing to send up themselves.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And, like,
and look how it paid off for him.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it spawned a whole new career for him. Yeah. Like, you know.
A whole comedy angle.
Yeah.
Okay. My number three.
What was my number three on the stats system?
Marriage Gets a Job.
I don't even have it in my top five.
Well, I'll tell you what. You rated it.
I'm zero.
Solid nine at the time.
No, I'm not matching up at all here.
My number three is Marge in Chains, which is where Marge gets arrested.
I tell you what. If it wasn't for the Lionel Hutz parallel episode, it would have been in my bottom five.
But there's so much Hutz in it. Like, it's such a heavy Lionel Hutz episode where he's
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's what you think.
So, Mr. Nahasa Pima Petalon, if that is your real name, have you ever forgotten anything?
No. In fact, I can recite pi to 40,000 places. The last digit is one.
Pi.
Well, if you never forget anything, tell me this. What color tie am I wearing?
You are wearing a red and white striped club tie in a half Windsor knot.
Oh, I am I? Is that what you think? Well, if that is what you think, I have something to tell you. Something that may shock and discredit you. And that thing is as follows. I'm not wearing a tie at all.
But if I am wrong about that, maybe I am wrong about Mrs. Simpson.
No further questions.
Let him and David Crosby.
Claims that she forgot she was carrying that bottle of delicious bourbon. Brownest of the brown liquors. So tempting. What's that? You want me to drink you? But I'm in the middle of a trial. Excuse me. Hello, David. I'm really tempted.
Just take it one day at a time and know that I love you.
I love you too, man.
What would it drink you? I was like, look, he's taking another puff. It's also got Tom Jones, you know, where he's like, hello, Marge. Like, just sitting there
at the wall. That's not that episode.
No, that's... I'm looking at Marge Gets a Job.
Yeah.
Well,
that's why I gave it a solid nine.
Okay, he's okay. Like,
why don't you look in this briefcase? Well, I don't see what difference it's going to go.
Yeah, I was confused the two there.
And it get anything.
What?
My number two was Duffless, as we said.
Oh, yes. If
the plant you wish to flee. Go by 7G. What was your number two?
My number two was I Love Lisa, which we discussed.
What was my number two?
Your actual number two was New Kid on the Block.
Oh, yes.
A 9.5 you gave it at the time.
Wow. I got to really tamper my scoring next season.
And then let's go with your number one. We actually officially have the same number one.
Ooh.
I know.
Is it Brother from the Same Planet?
Yes.
Yes.
Finally matched up. You gave it a solid 9.5.
I should have.
And I gave it an 8.9, which is just such a quality episode. Yeah. Possibly one of the top,
I'd say,
top 10
of all time. Definitely. Yeah. You got Tom. Let's ride.
That's right.
You just got Homer on absolute top form.
Yeah.
Bart is quite good in it as well. And it's just, it's a real different one. Like, the tone is set from the start. But, like, even that image of, like, when Homer picks up Bart
from soccer practice. Yeah, and like, then, I love
like,
it.
With like in his face that's melting. Yeah. And all. Like it's just, I don't know.
It seems so different. You can tell it's going to be a different kind of episode, like when it starts at him just playing soccer.
Yeah, yeah. You're
like, all right.
It's like a little movie. It's yeah, actually, exactly. You know, like when he's in goal and Nelson is like, I think the first shot is like Nelson smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, he's ready to take a shot.
The
yeah.
wind is in his hair, like, you know.
Such a quality episode. Yeah.
Listen to your mother, Lisa. I owe everything I have to my mother's watchful eye and swift hand. Oh, there's mother now, watching me. What's that, mother? Well, they have a right to be here. It's school business. I... Mother, that sailor suit doesn't fit anymore.
I think we should go.
Well, that was...
I'm glad that we synced up on that. Yeah,
absolutely. Shall we get into our bottom five?
Yes, indeed. Now, let me say before we continue with this bottom five, on your official bottom five, see, here's where I came to a bit of a moral dilemma here. Because after your bottom three, everything, you have like 10 episodes at like an 8 out of 10.
Oh, okay.
So your number 4 and 5 are 8 out of 10, but I could have used any.
Got it.
You know what I mean? So I just put in whatever. So hit me with your fifth worst episode. And I say worst in context.
Whacking Day.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Why do they give that?
Whacking Day. Now, it's not actually here in your... you gave it an 8.3 at the time.
That's low for me, though.
That seems low for you. Yeah. That's like my 3.
Yeah.
It's possibly one of my least favorites. Now, it's actually not in my bottom five.
But, I remember you said to me, though, it was your least favorite of the series.
Yeah, I rated it a 7.8, which is odd.
Wait, what's low for you?
Like 6 point something. Like my lowest was a 5, but I feel like that's
5.
I'll get to it because I think there's one that's skewed. But after that, it's like 6.9 and up.
Okay.
6.9 to 8.9.
How are you rating them that low? Like,
I think Whacking Day 7.8 is very generous.
Yeah, but like in terms of. I don't think I'd rate any Simpsons of this era that low.
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I know you did. Do you understand what I'm saying, though? Like,
yeah, because it's great. It's yeah, I know. I'm not ranking it like compared to like MASH or something. Like, you know
what I mean? Well, MASH is quality TV. So.
Well. So, Whacking Day. I mean, I wholeheartedly endorse. I have your number 5 here, Terry.
Yes.
As Homer's triple bypass.
My number 3 on my list.
You gave it an 8 at the time.
Should have been lower.
You gave a few 8s. So
what other 8s have I got in there?
Other 8s, you've
number
got...
Number 8s.
You've got Streetcar. You've got Lisa the Beauty Queen as an 8. You've got...
neither of them are on my list.
You've got Lisa's First Word as an 8. Homer's bypass as an 8. You have Marge and Chains as an 8. So you have a few 8s.
Just because you mentioned Lisa's First Word, I remember you said that was your favorite.
That was my favorite one
of the season.
Didn't even make me top 5. What did I actually rate it at the time? 7.6.
God.
Wow. Here we are.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
My number 5 was Mr. Plow.
Really?
Name again is Mr. Plow.
Man, you got it.
At the time, I gave it a 7, and I think I was being goddamn generous.
What?
I wasn't a fan of it at all.
You're crazy.
And as I was listening back to the episodes, I had this exact reaction from you when I said it. Yeah. You're like, what? It just didn't do it for me at all. Like,
it's got
didn't give me any laughs. It just didn't. Like.
What about the gag where he's on the precipice and he's using the radio?
Great gag, yeah. But it wasn't like ha ha ha. So, you know, when you turn it, I was just thinking that's a great joke. But you know,
all right, whatever.
What's your next one?
Krusty gets cancelled.
All right, well that's your number 3 bottom one. Okay, so you're not far off.
Yeah. I'm getting more right here than I'm getting more in the ballpark. Anyway,
you gave it a 7.7 at the time.
I didn't like it. some good bits with the guest stars, but it was just incoherent, I would say. Like,
they just jammed a whole load of celebrities in there.
Exactly. And threw a lot of shit at the wall.
Like, it's like, we have enough names.
Were crusty, like, you know, as always, it's funny. And that bit where he goes to Burger King to get Mel back.
Oh, yeah.
Is this clown bothering you, Mel?
That's all right, Mr. Johansson.
What was your number four?
Was Lisa the Beauty Queen.
What was my number four?
Your official one was also Lisa the Beauty Queen.
I regret putting that low. I like it. It's a good episode.
Well, you gave it an 8. Like, so when I say, you know, you gave it an 8 out of 10. I gave it a 7. It was actually good. I probably would give it a higher one because I've given other worse episodes a higher mark since then. But I should say, as you probably guessed by now, there's absolutely no formula to these ratings. It's just how we felt at the time. So yeah, that was mine.
T is for her tooth filled mouth. Okay, number three.
Number three is
mine was Homer's triple bypass.
Oh, okay. Well, that was your number two? five here.
Okay, yeah.
So what was your actual one?
Yeah,
Krusty gets cancelled.
I don't know.
I had fonder memories of it than when I watched it again.
I think we talked about it at the time, but I remember seeing this one. Like, I remember people talking about it and me being like, what? I never saw that episode. You know, it was one of those ones that you missed, saw later. Like, yeah. I remember seeing it later. And, like, on paper, it should be a really interesting one. But it just didn't do it for me.
No,
like,
it didn't. It felt a bit flat for me as well.
Animation was a bit different as well.
Yeah. What was your number two worst episode? Least favorite episode?
Last Exit to Springfield.
Now, you don't even have that in your bottom five.
Really?
I mean, you're right to say that. Last Exit, when you gave it an 8.1 at the time.
We talked about it. It was like, we were a bit negative on it, I remember.
Yeah, that's why I was surprised that it got an 8.1. Because, I mean, you have, like, the Homer's bypass is an 8. You have Lisa's first word is an 8. You know, again, I shouldn't say there's no structure to them.
8.1. For me, I remember just because we were reading all about the, like,
dislike this episode.
How great an episode it is. This only saving grace for me is Burnsy.
Yeah.
And, like,
whoa! From the helicopter.
Doesn't make genius to know you want to make a splash. Doesn't make a whiz to know you want to make a splash.
Yeah, Burnsy was
looking out for number one.
Was clearly the saving grace in that one. I actually disliked that episode.
Except for
Mr. Burns. Yeah. It's got all these, like, best TV episode in history, not even of just The Simpsons. Yeah. Like, what are you watching? What was your number one worst episode?
Itchy and Scratchy the Movie.
That was your official second worst on this one.
So 4 out of 5 I got here.
Yeah, it's not bad at all. I would agree. I had such fond memories of it, and I couldn't wait to get into it. And I was like, oh, I forgot. It's not actually.
It's hard because Bart is so grating in it. Like, he's such a little shit in it. Like,
and he's like the focal point. So you're just like watching it annoyed.
Bart by the barrel full.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
What was your number one?
I'll hit you with mine. I haven't actually gone through. I don't think I was actually gone through my bottom five there, so I'll just hit you quick because we've covered a lot of them. Number five, Mr. Plough. Number four, least favorite was Lisa the Beauty Queen. Number three was Last Exit. Number two was Itchy and Scratchy the Movie. Number one, I have Camp Krusty. Now, your number one is also Camp Krusty, officially.
Really?
But that's because, like,
maybe our ratings, the curve.
Like, you gave it a 6.5, I gave it a 5. Like, I don't think you scored anything less than, like, a 7.5 after that. Yeah. So, like, I think probably we were just, it was our first episode.
It was the pilot.
Yeah. So, I didn't even know if we should count it, but
but
I did.
Yeah.
So,
I definitely don't think it's the worst episode, anyway. There's a lot of good stuff in it, like.
Yeah. You like, it's just going by our official rating.
Homer Marriage's Sex Fest was a particular highlight.
Last Exit to Springfield, though, I'd say is probably my actual least favorite.
You said Whacking Day once.
At the time, did I?
Yeah, that's your least favorite.
Yeah, they're both up there, to be honest.
Shall we move into the smaller categories? Please. So, we will start things off with our favorite guest star.
Is this celebrity guest star? Or is it...
Well, mine is a celebrity guest star.
Yeah,
mine is too. It is. It's like, it's not, it can't be Phil Hartman. Put it that way.
Okay. Yeah. Mine is a Mr. Pure West.
Right there with you, buddy.
Yes.
I've already talked about it, but it's just, I don't know, like, it was just...
Let's show the people why we've chosen Adam West and we'll come back.
The Batmobile. Adam West! Hey, kids, Batman!
Dad, that's not the real Batman.
Of course I'm Batman. See, here's a picture of me with Robin.
Who the hell's Robin?
Oh, I guess you're only familiar with the new Batman movies. Michelle Pfeiffer. Ha. The only true Catwoman is Julie Newmar, Lee Merriweather, or Eartha Kitt. And I didn't need molded plastic to improve my physique. Pure West. And how come Batman doesn't dance anymore? Remember the bat to see? Yo, hey,
yeah, yeah. Nice meeting you. Just keep moving. Don't make eye contact.
Just, like, the willingness, how weird they made him, like, you know?
Yeah.
He's like this old TV star, with it, like, he's doing, like, how come Batman doesn't dance anymore?
Yeah. Like,
but even then, when he comes back to him the second time, and he's like, I called you 45 minutes ago. Yeah. And whatever, I think I said at the time, whatever way the camera angle goes when he's talking, it's like real, like, tilted Dutch angle. Yeah. As in, like, there's something not right about this man. Like,
and I like the fact that it's, like, the first time that a lot of people would have seen him since Batman.
Yeah.
You know, so she's like, oh, he's crazy now.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It was so great of him to do
that. He's been playing Batman too long. Yeah. Like, you know, he's lost. Have you got... Our next category.
Yeah.
Favorite secondary character.
It may come as no surprise. Now, I don't think I picked this the first time around, but this time I'm giving it to my man, Lionel Hutz. I think for his work in Marriage in Chains alone, he's got to get the nod from me. Plus, he's just Phil Hartman's.
Yeah. I mean, his voice is, you know.
Yeah. Perfect.
And so, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I rest my case.
Mr. Hutz, do you know you're not wearing any pants?
What? Ah! I move for a bad court thingy.
You mean a mistrial?
Yeah. That's why you're the judge and I'm the law-talking guy.
The lawyer.
Right.
For me, it was one Barnard Gumble. I just thought... When I was thinking back on all the characters, like, it'd be very easy to go Krusty or
whatever.
But Barney, I used to always think he was a bit irritating when I was younger. But I found him just really funny this go-around. Like, and he was just...
He was good in this.
Yeah, season. Like, he had a lot of standout moments.
They really used him well in this season. Yeah, later seasons, he's sort of like a throwaway gag sort of thing.
Yeah,
but like,
he had stuff to do.
Yeah.
Even, like, one of my favorite bits was... the Halloween one.
Hey, monkey, you want a peanut? I said one!
And he's like, want a peanut?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I said one! I just thought he was great, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Brady's a good show.
Yeah. Favorite one-off character?
Name's Landley.
Landley. Oh.
Hello, little girl. Wondering if your dolly can ride the monorail for free?
Hardly. I'd like you to explain why we should build a mass transit system in a small town with a centralized population.
Young lady, that's the most intelligent question I've ever been asked.
Really?
Oh, I could give you an answer, but the only ones who'd understand it would be you and me. And that includes your teacher. Next question. You there, eating the paste.
Yes, technically it is Phil Hartman again, but you know,
he's one off. Yeah,
I forget that he's a one off. He's such a strong character, right. Like, you know.
Well, I'm also gonna go with a Phil Hartman character, but we've talked about him already. Tom.
Oh,
that's right.
Love it.
Great
love
character. Like, just there's a lot more going on there as well. Like, he's a bit of an odd guy as well. That, like, why is he doing this? Or, like, the, even the throwaway lines, like, I'd kiss you if I hadn't signed the form saying, saying I wouldn't. Yeah. And just the whole fight scene with him and Homer as well is, you know,
it's almost like iconic at this stage.
The Shet's kiss there, like, you know.
Now, I should say we took up some polls on Twitter for to see what the fans thought. Now, I should say that favorite one-off character, Lyle Lanley himself, with 54% of the votes.
Was Tom in there?
He was in there, but he came fourth in the in the running. Gabbo came second.
Gabbo.
Favorite guest star, Adam West, tied with John Lovitz for second on the polls. Mr. Leonard Nimoy from the Monorail episode got top spot on that one.
Leonard Nimoy.
I know, I was kind of quite surprised by that one. And then just to finish it off, the least favorite Simpsons episode was Lisa the Beauty Queen.
42%.
Yeah, that, like, to be fair, I can only put four choices, so you know. And the favorite episode of season four, voted for by the fans, was Marge versus the Monorail. 59% of the votes.
Wow.
And Homer the Heretic was number two.
Really?
Yeah.
Wouldn't even have it in there.
So that's that. Yeah. But what's the next category?
Our next category is favorite musical number.
Tell me what the fans vote.
Oh.
When I was 17.
I could see that.
That got number one with 56% of the votes.
Lion's share.
What was your pick?
Okay.
I don't have answers to start with. Okay.
Originally, it was Gabbo.
Yeah.
But I'm going to change it because I don't know why I didn't think of this before, but it's from the episode I Love Lisa, and it's an ode to the mediocre presidents of the United States.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to a wonderful evening of theater and picking up after yourselves. We begin with a tribute to our lesser-known presidents.
We are the mediocre presidents. You won't find our faces on dollars or on cents. There's Taylor, there's Tyler, there's Fillmore, and there's Hayes. There's William Henry Harrison.
I died in 30 days.
We are the adequate, forgettable, occasionally regrettable, caretaker presidents of the U.
I just think it's great. Like, we are the adequate, forgettable, occasionally regrettable, caretaker presidents of the USA.
Well, I think that's a great show. My one is not quite as well. It's the Monorail, so, because I just think it's such a memorable, like, iconic sort of song. It's just such a great episode. I mean, like, the more I think about it, the more I like this episode. Even though watching it, I don't even know if it made it into my top five. I can't even remember.
I think you're pretty high on it, right?
It didn't actually get in my official top five. But at the time, I did give it a solid 8.3. But, yeah, that'd be my pick, the Monorail.
All those in favor of Grandpa Simpson's plan for rebuilding Main Street, please.
You know, a town with money's a little like the mule with a spinning wheel. No one knows how he got it, and danged if he knows how to use it.
Mule.
The name's Lanley, Lyle Lanley. And I come before you good people tonight with an idea. Probably the greatest... Oh, it's not for you. It's more of a Shelbyville idea.
Now, wait just a minute. We're twice as smart as the people of Shelbyville. Just tell us your idea and we'll vote for it.
All right. I tell you what I'll do. I'll show you my idea. I give you the Springfield Monorail. I've sold monorails to Brockway, Ogdenville, and North Haverbrook. And by gum, it put them on the map. Well, sir, there's nothing on earth like a genuine, bona fide, electrified six-car monorail. What'd I say?
Monorail.
What's it called?
Monorail.
That's right, monorail.
I hear those things are awfully loud.
It glides as softly as a cloud.
Is there a chance the track could bend?
Not on your life, my Hindu friend.
What about us Brendan slobs?
You'll be given cushy jobs.
Were you sent here by the devil?
No good, sir, I'm on the level.
The ring came off my pudding can.
Take my penknife, my good man. I swear it's Springfield's only choice. Throw up your hands and raise your voice.
Monorail.
What's it called?
Monorail.
Once again.
All cracked and broken.
Sorry, Mom. The mob has spoken.
Don't.
Okay.
What else we got?
Our last category is favorite Homer moment.
My favorite Homer moment is this.
Time to go to work. Little do they know, I'm ducking out early to take the Duff Brewery tour. Rolling at 9, punch out at 5. That's the plan. They don't suspect a thing. Well, off to the plant, then to the Duff Brewery. Uh-oh. Did I say that or just think it? I gotta think of a lie fast.
Homer, are you going to the Duff Brewery?
Okay.
I know we mentioned that clip earlier as one of the key points of that episode, but I just think it's so well done and it's so simple, and it's just like, what are the family thinking, like, to the bits they're hearing? Like, it's actually gone crazy. Like, especially the bit at the end, like, I gotta think of a line first. It's like, you're going to the Duff Brewery? Like, he just legs it out. I just think that's so funny.
Well, unsurprisingly, it's been pretty high on, or it's featured quite heavily in all my stuff. It's from the episode Brother from the Same Planet.
Oh.
And it's
Homer
and Bart having a little heart to heart, shall we say.
Where have you been?
Playing with Milhouse.
No, you haven't. You've been out gallivanting around with that floozy of a bigger brother of yours, haven't you? Haven't you? Look at me.
Dad, it just kind of happened. You're taking this too hard.
How would you like me to take it? Go ahead, Bart. Have your fun. I'll be waiting for you. I'm sorry. I can't do it.
Well, what are you going to do?
Oh, you'll see.
And what are your reasons for wanting a little brother?
Don't say revenge. Don't say revenge. Revenge? That's it. I'm getting out of here.
Welcome aboard, Mr. Simpson.
Terry, what's your reasons for...
It's just an iconic...
I mean, obviously, it's hilarious,
You know, we used to... When we stumbled upon it, or, like, realized how funny it was when we were younger, that was just one that was, like... Yeah. And it seemed like, you know, we'd seen the episode before, and it was only when maybe you start to get a little bit older, you start to realize how... Not bizarre, but, like... Different or weird, like the whole thing. Like, it's almost off-putting, but it's not like Homer sitting there, the swirling brandy. I know it's supposed to be like Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, but like I obviously didn't get that as a child.
No.
But like,
still didn't get it.
The weird reference of, you know, this abusive relationship that's supposed to be going on, like between the two of them. Like, I just thought it was fantastic, and like Homer going into that sort of
attitude.
Yeah. Look at me. just
quality.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great show.
So that's the last of our categories. I'm going to put it to you now. I'm going to put you on the spot.
We haven't discussed this. Yes.
I'm going to say thoughts on the season as a whole, or like sort of what did you take away from it?
I took away that The Simpsons, like I said before during the year, that like when you said, when we were talking about the podcast and you were like, we'll start at season 4, I was thinking like, I was like, season 4, it's very early, and like I had assumed that they hadn't quite hit their stride, and I was very pleasantly surprised, especially when I looked through the episodes, like even the brother from the same planet, I could have sworn it was like season 6 or 7.
Mm.
And I just think, and I was like, Jesus, even looking at it initially, even though I didn't like it as much the next time around, but I was like, Jesus, Whacking Day, Mr. Plough, like, you know, like
some heavy hitters, like
reading the monorail episode. I was like, oh, well, like, I'm completely wrong. So I was more surprised, I was pleasantly surprised that it was far, far better than I thought it was going to be. It was, I'd say they were about like maybe 85 to 90% of the way there, you know, to really hitting their stride. Mm. But it was just, I think I was just more surprised, pleasantly surprised. About yourself, what was your overall thoughts on it?
A couple of thoughts I had from it, that like, they were still figuring out the like Homer Bart dynamic.
Yeah.
In that the start of the season, a couple episodes centered on Bart.
Yeah. Like the seasons before.
Yeah, and yeah. it was kind of this seemed to be the season where they're like, actually Homer's the main character.
Yeah.
You know, you could see it moving towards that. But also at the very start of the season, when we talked about it in a few episodes, Homer's a bit of a dick. Like, he's a bit of an arsehole. Yeah. Like, comparable like to like
car named Marge,
yeah, well, like yeah. Comparable to like American Dad.
Yeah, where like every episode of American Dad is like he's an absolute jerk for like 18 minutes. Then at the end, like 90 seconds ago,
honey, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, honey. Like, don't do it again. Okay.
I was a fool to be doing this.
Like, clearly doing stuff that's completely in the wrong.
Yeah.
Like,
and like Homer was like that. Like, where episodes start now, like it definitely found its way.
Yeah.
And like. Same goes for Bart.
Yeah.
He's a little shit for like the episodes that revolve around him. You're like, he's just very grating.
I think the season finished a lot stronger than it started, personally.
Yeah, I think there's a middle patch that like you see, like that's the that's high.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
I would agree actually.
If you're saying it's like a
the arc.
Heart monitor, you know, you're hitting your spikes or whatever.
Yeah.
Would be there. But I thought it was, you know, a very quality packed season of TV. And I think it's only gonna get stronger as it goes on. Like season five
is probably my favorite season, but I mean 5 to 8 especially are just, you know, just top, I think, for me anyway.
Like, I think 6 is maybe my favorite. Yeah. Then like 7 and 8 are fantastic as well. 9 is good, but that's, you can sort of see it on the downturn.
I even really like 9. I mean, right up until maybe 10, possibly 11.
I think 10 is where I would draw the line. I think 10, maybe, I can't remember if season 10 or 11 when it's like Alec Baldwin, Kim Basinger.
Oh, is that season 10?
I think that's 10 or 11. And that's like, okay, it's a great episode, but like,
yeah,
we're kind of going a bit too far here, like, you know.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, kind of getting a bit too wacky or too zany.
A bit too just out of their own high standards that they set for themselves.
They're just reaching, it seems. Like, yeah. You know, like, for lack of a better term. But this one, how would you grade it? Give it a rating out of 10.
Oh, as the season, as a whole, I'd give it a solid 8.3 out of 10.
I'm going to go with one better, and I'm going to say 8.5.
Oh.
And have you got an MVP for the season?
For the season, it may be a bit of a anticlimax, but I'd probably just give it to Homer. I think he deserves it.
I was going to say Homer too, to be honest. Like, I think
sort of a groundbreaking season for him because it's his sort of real time to shine, you know. And that's, I think, what got a lot more. I'd say this season was a lot more liked by adults than just by the kids, you know, which the first 3 seasons, bar maybe a couple, was very kid-centered.
Yeah.
You know? And I think, it's the first season where it was like, okay, this is why the show became so popular, because it was like kids and adults liked it.
Yeah, exactly. Know? Like, and it was just, like, looking at some of the episodes I have written down here, like, Duffless is a great one.
Yeah.
Example of the show around him.
Yeah.
Mr. Plough as well. Yeah. Like,
Homer the Heretic.
Yeah, like, there's just...
Yeah.
And I like... Some of the weaker ones here that I have written down don't really revolve around him, like Whacking Day and Krusty Gets Cancelled. You know, Itchy and Scratchy, the movie. More Bart, I guess. Homer, it's two-hander maybe, but like...
The weaker ones, he's definitely noticeable by his absence. But yeah, I mean, I thoroughly enjoyed watching it.
Yeah.
I thoroughly enjoyed talking about him.
And thoroughly enjoy looking forward to season 5.
Yes, sir. Possibly, as I said many times, probably in this exact podcast, but my favorite season, I think, season 5. So
I think I know what your favorite episode is.
What? Go on.
Our old chap.
No. No.
Okay. Second guess.
Okay.
Just eat the damn orange.
Yes. Secrets of a successful marriage.
Yes.
So we will be missing a level with you. We recorded episode 1, season 5.
You before idiot!
This. In case you're thinking the energy levels are lower this one than usual. Yeah. We recorded an episode before this.
It's late.
Season 5, episode 1, in the books. So go and check that out now if we've made it available at the same time. And shall we get our plugs in, Terry?
Yeah, go for it.
You can find us on Facebook at Put It In H. You can find us on Gmail at putitinhpod@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can find us at Twitter at Put It In H Podcast. You can find us anywhere on iTunes, on most Android apps, on Stitcher, anywhere you get your listening pleasure.
And if you're on iTunes, why don't you drop us a rate or a review and, you know, give us a 5-star.
Only. Yeah, thanks
we
for listening.
We'll see you soon for season 5.
Boom.
Well, beer, we've had some great times. When I was 17, I drank some very good beer. I drank some very good beer I purchased with a fake ID. My name was Brian McKee. I stayed up listening to Queen. When I was 17,